This is one of a number of issues that are currently facing cross-border workers at present. Your listeners will know that we've just come through a period whereby cross-border workers were actually refused payment of the pandemic unemployment payment. This is now another issue that has been highlighted specifically for those workers who should be entitled, are eligible to work at home, but because of the two jurisdictions and the fact that the companies are located in either jurisdiction and the employee lives in a separate jurisdiction, has meant that this anomaly has arisen again. So what I have asked for is discussions between the HMRC. Conor Murphy is involved in the conversations as well. He's present HMRC, along with the minister in the Irish government, to try and find a harmonised common sense approach, which would mean that employees on both jurisdictions should be able to remotely work from home at times such as this, at times when in fact the governments are encouraging people to work at home, and these people are unfortunately facing the reality of this double taxation because of the circumstances that they find themselves in.
The Senate is in recess at the moment. Presumably, as soon as you get back, you'll be seeking to get this on the agenda and get this discussed on the floor of the Senate, and also have your colleagues discuss it in the Dáil as well.
Absolutely, but in the absence of the Senate sitting, I was actually in Dublin this week and have gone back to the minister specifically in relation to this, because the worry is we are obviously in the middle of this worldwide pandemic. Who knows what the future will mean in relation to that? But certainly these workers who have had some latitude over the past number of months from the Irish government have run the possibility of running out of time with the current situation. So time is of the essence. What we need is the minister in the Irish government to work with Conor Murphy and ultimately with HMRC to find a resolution once and for all, not just a time-bound resolution, which is what we had over the last number of months, but something that will be permanent, that will allow these workers the protections that they are entitled to. Can I also make this point? This obviously has been highlighted because of current employees who find themselves in this situation. There's also a problem that we see in relation to the potential of future employers and employees, insofar as when we're trying to obviously promote the Northwest as an entity, Derry Donegal regularly goes out to the States and further afield to try and find foreign direct investment. This is something that we're hearing from big companies as well, who obviously at this point in time promote remote working, generally speaking. So this is something, if we're trying to attract future employment, that needs to be sorted out.